Hey, you're just seconds away from our small business spotlight. Today, you'll meet Justin Williams from the home and business remodeling company he started in October of 2018. Yeah, not yet a year old, but his company has seen a meteoric rise in business. What he does, what's his secret, and more. A new look with Justin Williams coming up next. Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of Oasis, a paychecks company. Imagine your business growth if you were able to spend 100% of your time doing business rather than handling the HR functions. Oasis can help your small business or nonprofit grow. Visit them at oasisadvantage.com.
A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Thanks so much for clicking through. We appreciate that as always. You know, from time to time, we do something called a small business spotlight, where we take a look in depth at some small businesses in and around the United States that are doing some unique things and are, secondly, willing to talk to us about it. And with us is Justin Williams, who's got an interesting story, by the way. I can't wait for you to hear this. He is with A New Look Windows and More. And if that sounds, well, if that sounds like, I don't know if I want to listen to it, but you got to hear his story, because I think that is the really cool part about this entire conversation. So welcome to the Business News Hour. Nice to have you here, man.
Thank you so much.
So I teased this a little bit. Tell us what your business is, and then we'll kind of fill in the back end.
Well, we're an exterior company. So we do remodeling mostly, not right. A whole lot of new construction, but it's windows and more, as you alluded to. So there's roofing, siding, gutters, soffit, fascia, concrete work, whether that be driveways or stamped concrete. We really like to try and tackle just about anything to give your home a new look from the curb.
And, you know, right now, lots of people are pretty well intent on improving their house rather than buying a house. And it's only because of pricing. You know, pricing's crazy out there. And for a fraction of the cost, you can redo a home and make it look brand new. And then increase its value, yeah?
That's absolutely true. Remodelmagazine.com actually has some really cool statistics on that. You can go there and check it out yourself, but you can actually look and see nationally what the return on investment is for specific products like windows, roofing, and siding. And you can even drill down to the local level, and you can see, if I hire a professional, how much should that project cost me on average, and what is my expected return? For instance, windows in the Des Moines area has an expected return to go from an old single-pane wood window that lets out all the heat right. That you work so hard to try and keep in the winter. If you do that project and you do it with a good, solid company, you'll get about a 74% return on your investment, which is relatively high. And with siding, it's up in the 90%.
Really?
That's correct, yeah.
Why? Why? Is it just the exterior look?
I think it's look and function.
Yeah.
You know, most people in this area have this Masonite siding, and the Masonite is just flaking away in their fingertips, and every nail is an opportunity for water to get in. So when you improve that with a vinyl or an LP smart side or Hardy siding, it not only increases the look, but really the value and just the quality of the exterior cladding that you're putting on your house.
And I would imagine there's got to be some weather tightness to that as well.
There's weather tightness to it as well. That has to do with the install process.
Right.
We take everything like a new construction mentality.
Really?
We're not going to cover up anything that you have. We're going to take everything down to the bare wood. If we find something that needs to be replaced, we're going to do the job right. New moisture barrier on the home. Everything is done the way that I would do it on my own home.
Good. We are with Justin Williams, ladies and gentlemen, talking about A New Look Windows and More. I think this surprises people sometimes. Several years ago, we had a new roof installed on our house. And, it's not something that people do every day, right?
It is, no.
So the insurance company comes out and says, oh, yeah, you need a new roof. And I said, okay. So the guy goes back into his car, plucks away on his pad and comes back and hands me a check. And the check was for like $28,000. And I said, what's this for? They said, that's for your roof. I said, well, you're kidding me. I had no idea that something like that would be that expensive. So that is a huge investment.
It is a big investment, and it's something that you want to do just once,
yeah.
Right?
Hello?
You know, it's really hard because there's lots of companies out there that are doing roofing. And in the state of Iowa, believe it or not, you just need a contractor's registration certificate. You don't necessarily need to have a specialized license.
Got to be careful.
So when they hand you a check for $28,000, you have a lot of options. It's important that you pick someone that has some knowledge, you know, around it.
I got to tell you the rest of the story.
Tell me.
So he says, you can go out and find whoever you want to do this, or our preferred people will come out and do this. I said, well, I mean, if they're your preferred people, you might want to call them, have them come out. Within 40 minutes, here comes their preferred person. And the guy gets out, looks at the roof, and I said, well, what do you think? He goes, it'd be $28,000.
Wonder where you got that number from.
Wait a minute. How does that work? Anyway, my neighbor just happened to have somebody working on his, so I asked the question. I don't know. You know, it was a significant amount of savings. So you really do have to be careful, even when you're dealing with your insurance company.
Especially with your insurance company. I'm glad you brought that up. I did a lot of work in Florida as an insurance adjuster. My wife is from Iowa originally. That's how we ended up here. And she was running away to the beach, like lots of people wanted to do, and I followed her. And when we were down in Florida, I got involved in my career. The beginning of my career is about 11 years ago, doing insurance adjusting work. So I've stood on thousands of roofs and worked hundreds of millions of dollars in insurance business. I was a licensed public adjuster in the state of Florida. And in Iowa, I am also a licensed public adjuster. Recently, we also got our Hague engineering certificates. So,
which means what?
Hague is a forensic engineering firm, and they are the gold standard when it comes to roofing damage. And they offer certifications and training for people that really want to take a knowledge-based approach in their business. So I am certified for residential and commercial roofing inspections by Hague to do wind and hail, uplift, anything that can go wrong with the roof from improper installation, all of that we carry certifications in. And so coming from Florida and working all these wind claims and really working in Florida's the Wild West when it comes to building and Miami-Dade building code and all of that. So to bring all of that experience with us back to Iowa and to be able to share that in the community is important to me. We're a knowledge-based company, lots of certifications. It's important to me to know what we're talking about and to be able to bring a new look to someone's home, but also a new look to the industry. And what I mean by that is customer service focused, trying to be a part of our community, trying to do sponsorships and do fundraisers and participate in this place that we call home here in the great Midwest in Iowa, and do it from a knowledge-based perspective that can really add value to people's homes.
It is a portion of payback as a business owner, and it's nice to do. It not only feels good, but it also ratchets up your brand a bit at the same time. So, you know, to be honest, I mean, that's what it is. Our guest is Justin Williams, ladies and gentlemen, of New Look Windows and More. So you touched a little bit on your background, which I teased the audience earlier. So you've been in insurance and adjustment and from Florida. Whereabouts in Florida?
We lived in Miami.
Oh my
in
gosh.
South Beach, of all places.
Oh, yeah, I know it well.
Yes, for about 6 years. And then we got engaged and married and started having children. And my company moved me to Tampa and Orlando and Mobile, Alabama, all for the same company. Great company, still in existence today. Really the gold standard down there in Florida when it comes to this type of business. And I took everything that I learned, and my wife surprised me one day and said, honey, we're moving to Iowa.
Yeah, we're going back home.
That's right, yes. Back home for her, but new for me.
Yeah.
And that was about almost 6 years ago. So we came back to Iowa, kind of got our roots settled, and felt like there was an opportunity. So we opened a business in October of last year. So we're coming up on our one-year anniversary.
Wow. And tell us a little bit about, you know, we glossed over a bit about what it is that you do. If you can break that down into percentages, are you doing more roofs or more siding or more windows, or where does it go?
You know, it's seasonal.
Yeah, it is,
roofing,
isn't it?
It's hard to get people to go up on roofs when it's less than 30 degrees outside. Also, most roofing manufacturers don't recommend it. So we are doing quite a bit of roofs right now. There was a big hailstorm that came through Beaverdale and really did a lot of damage. So we've gotten quite a bit of business from that, helping people. Mm. You know, most people only file an insurance claim once or twice in their life. I've been through the process thousands of times. time. So I can really walk them through and help them understand, you know, what to do, how to get it done quickly, and just know that there's a professional to help.
Yeah, I want to just stop you right there, because I think, you know, in my situation, I had nobody, you know, and I could have said, okay, fine, you know, go ahead and do this. And then the folks that did do it, they did a fabulous job. And the guy came back. Get this. The guy came back 4 times after they finished the job just to check it. And he said, I want to make sure I come back at the next rain as well.
Wow. That's great customer service.
That is great customer service, you know. And you go, and you did it for them. How much less? So knowing somebody that's in the business and has that customer focus is really important.
Yeah, so roofing has been a big part of what we're doing this summer. Lots of siding jobs as well. Now, we can do siding year-round. Even when it's cold outside, we can do lots of siding jobs. And windows is a year-round thing as well. What I found is that the colder that it gets, the more people remember, man, I remember sitting next to this window last year and feeling cold. I don't want to experience that again. So our window business really does pick up quite a bit in the wintertime, but it is steady throughout the year.
And when you're doing windows, I think this is another amazing thing. For folks that have not done windows in the past, this is almost, it's almost like playing Legos or something, you know? I mean, you take the old thing out and you ship the new thing in and you button it up and
And yeah, you experience, I think the Department of Energy says something along the lines of triple pane new windows can decrease your energy bill by about 47%. Mm. And a really good set of double pane windows can do it in the 20s to your actual dollar amount on your bills every single month, not to mention your level of enjoyment and comfort.
Are there still rebates being offered by the companies, the energy companies?
Sadly, those have become a thing of the past. Yeah. We were sorry to see those go because we like that it helped out people get more comfort in their homes. There is a little bit of rebate now around some caulking and some foam, and we're happy to help people process that when we do it. But the big rebates of the past, unfortunately, are in
those
the
were big deals too
they
for
a
while.
Yeah.
And many of the energy companies, of course, are still swimming in all kinds of dollars. But they said, "Hey, you know, we'll just save that for us." Mm-hmm. How about marketing? What you do? I would imagine that. You know, customer service, and if you're doing a good job, you know, word of mouth works really well with people. But how do you let, I mean, you're coming up on your first anniversary, for crying out loud, Justin. How do you let people know you're here?
That's a great question. I came up a little bit old school, face-to-face, looking somebody in the eye, shaking their hand, letting them know who you are, and I haven't been able to let that go. So we have a really good team of people that goes out into the community every day with permits, and we knock on doors and introduce ourselves to homeowners. I have a 4-person team, and we'll knock hundreds of doors a day just saying hello, getting our name out in the community. And if people are interested in the services, and you said before, lots of people are, and that's a good thing. We take a name and number, and we'll send a design professional out to their home. No pressure, sit and show them. You know, Mike, we're a custom company. And what I mean by that is we don't just have one window. I have 7 different lines of windows that I can sell you. And it's all going to be installed professionally. So it's great for me to be able to put something in your hand and say, this is why this one costs this much. This is why this one costs this much. How long are you going to stay in the house? What are your goals? What's your energy efficiency goals? What we found is not everybody has the same goals. Not everyone has the same budget. So we like to meet people where they're at. So we get a name and a phone number. We have our scheduler call. And then we have a design professional go out and sit in the home and be able to say, hey, how can we help you realize the vision that you're looking for?
Yeah, so much different than the big box stores where you walk in and you say, well, you've got all these choices. And then you lay down the cash and they say, okay, we'll have somebody. So you're with them from entry all the way to exit.
Absolutely. And even after that, you know, from a service standpoint, from a warranty standpoint, from a customer relationship standpoint, you know, we do send handwritten thank you cards. As the owner of the company, I do the welcome calls for any of our clients. Things like that's important.
Well, yeah, because we're not talking about cheap change here.
No, we're not. I mean, if you're going to invest something into the home, and we try and help out as much as we can, but there's that old adage, and it's true, you do get what you pay for to some degree.
Yeah. What about financing for things like this? Are there places where people can go to at least take a look?
Absolutely. We actually partner with some of the largest names in the industry when it comes to that. Wells Fargo is such a great home for so many people here in Iowa that work there, something like 40,000 people.
Right.
And they have a home financing division, and they have very, very good rates, sometimes even 0% interest, depending on what plan you select. And so we have Wells Fargo, we have Synchrony that we partner with, very, very large publicly traded companies. And we have the easy button when it comes to that. We can actually get people qualified right from the kitchen table.
Hmm. And one of the cool things about this is interest rates are so low. They are pre-November 2016 rates right now, and refi is a really good opportunity to get in.
And we're seeing a lot of people tap the equity in their home also. Yeah. And those rates are even lower than some of the rates, at Wells Fargo or Synchrony that we're seeing. So it's a pretty good time for this.
His name is Justin Williams, ladies and gentlemen. He is the owner of A New Look Windows and More. They do windows and siding and roofing, and as he says, a whole bunch more than that. One of the things that I'm really captivated about, and this is no BS, man, since I first met you and talked to you on the phone and now sitting here in studio doing this, I am really impressed with your professionalism.
Oh, thank you so much.
Seriously, I mean, that's not blowing smoke, man. You really seem to, first of all, take this very seriously. This is your business. But I can tell that your background really does have some professional ability to it. Yeah?
Thank you. Yeah, I'll take the compliment. Right. I work very hard to try and know what I'm talking about. It's important to me. I do look around the industry, and there's some great players out there. There really are. But I want to make sure that I do the right thing for the homeowner. And with that is just knowledge. You know, we want to know what we're talking about and be able to deliver on that.
Well, I think maybe Iowa was able to be the winner over Florida.
In Florida, it's a rare thing to see people do the right thing.
I was going to say,
Florida is crazy.
We have great friends down there, and it's always a story or two.
It is, yeah. Right. Whenever something's crazy on the news, it's usually coming out of Florida.
Yeah. Justin, welcome to Iowa, and congratulations. October is going to be his first year in a celebration of his brand new business here. And so do you and your bride work together on this project?
In every single way possible, I get huge support from my wife.
Gotta do it.
In fact, she was the nudge that finally gave me the permission in my own mind to actually execute this. So she is very, very helpful in supporting us at home and supporting all the long hours that it takes to be able to pull this off. We really could not do it without her.
And it does take a few hours, doesn't it, as an independent business person?
It does, yeah. 12-hour days are the norm. Lots of Saturdays and Sundays.
I'm with you, brother. Yeah. I get it. All right. His name is Justin Williams. Ladies and gentlemen, A New Look Windows and More. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. They can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Our website is anewlookexteriors.com, since we're an exterior company. Our slogan was A New Look Windows and More, but they can find us at A New Look Exteriors on Facebook and anewlookexteriors.com.
And we will have links to all of that, of course, up on the radio blog. Thanks again.
Thank you so much.
Once again, that was Justin Williams from A New Look Windows and Doors and More. You can find links to his business up on our radio blog. That wraps it up for another broadcast day. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Justin Williams, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.